Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good morning and welcome to the first part of October, where we're getting down toward December and the holidays and all that. It's wonderful to have all of you that have called in, because I really do want to welcome you to Women Lead Radio, which is brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Cecile BeReal, your host for Serving Up Diversity and Inclusion, and I'm here the first part of every month, the first Monday. With me today is our leading lady, Jackie Greenbaum, and she's the client relations manager with Fisher & Phillips LLC Law Firm. And good morning, Jackie. I'm glad to have you here.
Good morning, Cecile. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, you know, I've been really wanting to talk about all the things that are going on with you there at Fisher & Phillips, and because you've done so much with them, and you've been with them a long time. And can you give our listeners a little bit of information about them, and then we'll go right into the women's initiative?
Well, thank you. Yes, I have been with Fisher & Phillips for 20 amazing years. And
wow.
I have to say that every year, every month is a new growth opportunity. And I'm so fortunate to have seen the firm grow from, I think we had 7 offices when I started, and now we have 31 offices.
Oh, my.
And we only had one office in, well, we had one office in Southern California and a small office in the San Francisco area. And now we have 4 offices in California. And our L.A. office and San Diego office and Irvine office are just growing exponentially. I guess that's kind of a sad commentary for employers. But there is a lot going on in California.
And it's wonderful, and I know that Fisher & Phillips greatly value the importance of having women leaders throughout the firm and legal profession and in our communities, and they have an awfully long history of promoting women in an effort to advance that commitment, and the firm has developed this brand new initiative that I'm so excited for our listeners to hear you talk about. It's called the Women's Initiative and Leadership Council, WILC. W-I-L-C.
Yes, that's quite a mouthful.
It is. And I'm not, surprised, because I've known you for a long time, and I've also known some of the attorneys there at Fisher & Phillips. And you always seem to take that next step that makes such a difference in for all of us involved. So how did WILC come about at Fisher & Phillips?
Well, it's really interesting. I have been interested in helping the women attorneys develop business for a number of years. And we tried a couple of pilot programs in the Irvine office. And as you know, women face a unique challenge in the workplace, and especially in the law firm environment, because, as you know, attorneys are required to bill their time. And so time is basically what we charge. It's our commodity. And with women having children and all the various life balance issues, it's quite a challenge. And unfortunately, there's a very low percentage of women partners across the board. Not only at Fisher & Phillips, but at every law firm nationally and internationally. So Will came about after many years of discussion amongst the women attorneys. And Danielle Moore, who is a partner here in the San Diego office, decided that she was going to take the bull by the horns and she was going to make this happen. And I'm just so proud of the fact that I've been able to work with her every step of the way. And she is a young partner that has two young girls and went through both of her pregnancies with Fisher and Phillips, one first as an associate and then as a partner. And so she was committed to make this happen. And she realized that what she really needed to do in order to address it with our management committee and with the partnership was to make a business case for why do we need to do this. It's not just a feel-good type of measure. Oh, yeah, you know, we're taking care of our women and we're having spa events and this and that. But there is a business case for the value that women play in the workplace. And if when we get requests for proposals from various big companies looking for law firms, many of the big companies, I would say most now, the first thing they do is look at your diversity, maybe not the first, but one of the things they do is look at your diversity initiative. And if they say that you don't really care much about diversity or about promoting women, that will have a huge effect on their decision whether to hire us.
Interesting. And so from then on, then, what kind of steps was she taking to help create the WILC?
Well, the first thing she did was spend hours and hours, and I helped her with a lot of research to find out what were other law firms doing, not only our direct competitors, but also many different professional services firms. What were CPA firms doing? They have been kind of ahead of the game compared to law firms because many of these big four CPA firms have very, very well-developed women's initiatives. I got a lot of information from the PricewaterhouseCooper website because they are way ahead of the curve in this. And then Danielle developed a very detailed memo to send to the management committee. And she also, of course, surveyed a number of our female partners, made sure that she had a lot of people on board, and not just female partners. There were a number of male partners who also jumped on board and were very, very supportive. There were many times when Danielle told me, we have a couple of male partners who are just really, really supporting our initiative. And
interesting.
So she wrote this memo. It went to the management committee. Obviously, you know, everything takes a period of time. They reviewed it. They talked with various partners about it. And it went through a few different development stages. And eventually, Danielle and Christine Howard, who is her co-chair of WILC, came up with the initiative and what the goals would be. And from there, they developed the steering committee, which it consists of five very high-level female partners. Danielle and Christine are the co-chairs, and then we have three other female partners. And they developed what became WILC, and then they put together a WILC advisory committee, of which I'm a member, and we have representatives, both men and women, we tried to take someone from each of our geographical areas, and we have partners, we have associates, we have the director of human resources, our National Director of Human Resources, who's in Atlanta. I am representing the client relations managers, of which now we have nine client relations managers, I'm happy to say, because 20 years ago when this actually 15 years ago when this position was first developed, I was it. So our firm has really come a long way. And then with the help of the advisory committee and the steering committee, we launched a year ago, April, at our attorney retreat. And Roger Quillen, the chairman of our firm, got up in front of all the attorneys of the firm and the client relations managers and our central operations group, and he said, "I'm very, very pleased to tell you that we are now launching our women's initiative." So that was quite a proud moment for Danielle and Christine and all of us who'd worked on WELC.
Sure, and I can understand that because that does. So actually, this all really came about as in actuality a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, well, it was actually launched about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and so when you were talking about the various people that are involved in that, then the council itself and the advisory and the steering committees and all, so... You're trying to bring, are you, I think I heard you correctly, you're bringing in people from all the various, that are part of Fisher & Phillips, from the various
right.
areas to participate, so that when you have meetings, whether it's a steering committee or advisory committee or the entire group, then they can call in and listen to what's going on and then take that back to their groups?
Well, the plan right now that we're about to launch is what we call the ambassadors. And we will have an ambassador for each one of our offices. So mm-hmm. the advisory committee is actually reconfiguring as a group of ambassadors. So I will be the ambassador for the Irvine office and the San Francisco office. Danielle will be the ambassador for San Diego. Kristen mm-hmm. Nesbitt, who's one of our partners in L.A., will be the ambassador there. And each office has their own ambassador.
Ambassador, okay.
And then the ambassadors will see to it that everyone in their office has the information they need about WELC, knows the resources, and if they have an issue they need to discuss, we can point them in the right direction.
And then they can go from there to take ownership of whatever is needed to be done.
Right, right.
Yes, yes. And, you know, this is also exciting to me and because I love – I'm such a supporter of women and their initiatives anyway, and you know me well, so you know how
I am. I know you are. I was just thinking that the very first person I met at San Diego SHRM when I first started coming to San Diego was you.
Yeah, that was back in this when I was the president of the
right,
organization
the president
at that point.
Of San Diego
and I
SHRM.
I'm such a strong person as far as wanting there to be many initiatives for women, regardless whatever their levels are. I at one point, as you know, and then we'll get back to what you're saying, is I'm a woman of color. And I had a hard time with organizations trying to get into them or even to be hired because there was a lot of discrimination. And I was determined that I was not going to let that stop me. And I wanted to be kind of an advocate for other women who want to come in, whether regardless of their ethnicities, but the fact that they wanted to come in at higher levels with organizations. And mm-hmm. I'm so proud of Fisher & Phillips for really putting all of this together. So that they're, and we're going to go into how this will help other women and the women, of course, there that are attorneys. And so let's kind of look at what benefit are these women getting as they're a part of WELC?
Well,
and what
we
direction
have...
are you going in with? Because some of it's internal. You'll be helping your internal
right, right.
Women. So go ahead from there.
Well, that's a very good point because this is internal as well as external. We've had several events throughout the firm where that have benefited charities, where we've had a women's event that's kind of got a fun theme, a spa day or a wine tasting, or we did one at an art gallery. And and it's often connected with a charity. Like we're going to be doing something
sure.
with the Susan G. Komen Foundation for the upcoming race.
And if I can, Jackie, can I interrupt you for just
sure.
a quick minute? Because, and I want to get right back to this, but, you know, a lot of people listening may want to contact you, and I don't want to leave that out. Could you let them know how they might reach you?
Oh, sure. My direct line here in San Diego is 858-597-9607. And I do work with all of our California offices, so I'm kind of in and out, but you can always leave a message there. Or, of course, my email, which is jgreenbaum, G-R-E-E-N-B-A-U-M, at laborlawyers.com. And
super,
I'd also
you.
Like to say that if you mm-hmm. if you go to our website, www.laborlawyers.com, you'll see a tab that says diversity. And we have a whole section there about our women's initiative.
Super. Thank you. And I didn't want to interrupt you, but I want to make sure that people can contact you. So let's go ahead then when where you were about
okay,
what's
so,
going on and
so
how
we
you
were
handled
saying
it.
That this is internal and external. The internal part is handled, we have an intranet that we call Sidebar, and it has anything and everything that the internal people at Fisher & Phillips need to know. And it's been absolutely fantastic because everyone has cooperated in putting everything on there. So we're going to have a section for Wilk, and I'm going to be in charge of setting that up. And what we'll have on there is first a directory of Wilk contacts. So we'll have all the we'll have the steering committee, the ambassadors, and then we're also going to have a lead liaison, several female attorneys who have been designated, and probably our director of HR also, to for women to go to if they need a leave, for maternity leave or any sort of leave, just to kind of get information and make sure that they handle it exactly correctly, and to find out what our policies, what the firm policies are, and mm-hmm. what's available. Then we're also going to have resources. So I've been putting together a number of articles on how women do business development, various, and not just women, but various business development articles, various surveys and studies that are being done about women in the workplace. Very just recently, a fantastic study came out that was done by Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In and the McKinsey & Company, which is called Women in the Workplace 2015. It's a very comprehensive mm-hmm. study. And I will have a link on Sidebar so that if our attorneys want to read it, obviously women or men attorneys want to read it, it's available to them. And then, of course, we'll have our policies, our internal policies, our maternity policy, our leave policies. And we're also going to have a business development section, which will show some of the events that we've done and the invitations that have been created, really beautiful invitations for some of these events. And then we're going to have a Wilk Resource Network, which this is something really new to me, and it's just been amazing what I've discovered, that there are companies that can be very helpful to working women and men. Two or three of the people here in San Diego are using a company called Blue Apron, which is a service that will prepare, has all the meal ingredients prepared for you so that
wow.
you get a box delivered on, let's say you want Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you get a box delivered on Tuesday that has the ingredients for each one of those days. And the prices are reasonable, and that is something that can make a woman or a man's work life much easier, knowing they don't have to think about going home and cooking. And there's all kinds of companies that help you with buying clothes, that help you with doing your errands, and there's a lot of support out there. People just aren't aware that it's available.
And so you'll contract with them?
No, we won't necessarily contract with them, but we'll just put all these on the website, the national ones and then the local ones. One of the interesting things when you first sent me, when we first developed the list of questions, you said, who is part of Wilk? And I thought that was an interesting question. I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, really, our whole firm is part of Wilk.
Okay.
It's everyone's responsibility to ensure that both male and female attorneys and staff are given every potential opportunity that's available. So,
and the initiatives are open, therefore, to everyone.
Right. And
women,
this
is wonderful.
Yeah, this web section is certainly relevant for everyone. I mean, fortunately, in many cases now, you know, the moms and dads share these responsibilities equally, and so they need the resources as much as the women do.
Yes, and you and I were talking and about what we were going to discuss, and you were saying that that women, or you've heard it or you've read it, that women tend to develop businesses differently than men. And I found that very interesting. So what are the differences between the genders?
Well, I think one thing that's really different is that women tend to establish relationships and bonds with other women over things like purses, clothes, because the reason I say purses is because I read a really interesting article about how do women develop business differently, and it said, it gave an example of two women standing in line at an industry event and waiting for a glass of wine, and one woman says to the other one, "Oh, I love your handbag." And before you know it, by the time they have their glass of wine, they're already best friends and talking about their kids and talking about their jobs and exchanging business cards. Women just tend to network that way. And,
yes, we do.
And although, you know, business may be part of the equation, it's not, for women, it's kind of an afterthought. But just organically, I know Danielle has said a number of times that she gets to talking with a client or a potential client about her kids and school and this and that, and before she knows it, they've referred another client, and they're very anxious to call her and give her more work because they trust her and they like her.
Mm-hmm.
So not that men don't do this, but it's just more common amongst women.
Yeah, and men have a different way of doing it.
Right.
And like what you were saying just a moment ago is we tend to want to develop relationships, or sometimes we just automatically develop relationships that we hadn't thought about before. And then in the things that you're doing with Wilk, and you're helping the in-house people too, the attorneys, and you particularly are looking at helping the men and on the side, on one side and all. And so you're making it totally encompassing.
Right.
You know, and it'll continue to grow. How many people are a part of the council, and how many more, say, are you bringing in to be a part of, through your internet, to be a part of what's happening?
Well, we have five people on the steering committee, and then we will ultimately have 30 ambassadors. I mean, we won't have 30 because some people will have two different offices or three different offices.
Sure.
But ultimately, we'll have at least 20 ambassadors. And then we're also going to have these leave liaisons. So, but in terms of the intranet, I'll be getting a lot of information from my fellow client relations managers, because they're all very enthusiastic about putting on these events and coming up with this additional information. And so they're always emailing me with articles and links to various surveys and things like that. So we're hoping.
Wonderful.
And we are also going to do some sort of orientation program, so that when a female attorney starts at a particular office, the ambassador will reach out to them. And also the client relations manager will, too, from a business development standpoint.
Sure. Well, I hate to have to close at this point, then I bet you I'm going to bring you back again sometime to let me know where how far you've come and what has changed and all. But I just thank you so much, Jackie, for being our leading lady today, and a special thanks also to all our listeners, as we'll be back again next Monday for another Women Lead Radio show, because we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. And our leading lady next week will be Dr. Deborah Dupree. She's a speaker, a coach, a mediator, a consultant, and founder of Relationships at Work Consulting. And her topic is going to be crushing conflicts to boost your bottom line. So I hope all of you will call in and listen to her. She's got a lot to say, and I think you'll really enjoy that and find it very useful. I'm Cecile. I am the first Monday of every month your host. And I wish all of you a wonderfully blessed rest of this week. And may good things happen to you all.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.